From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Obama wraps up his trip to Africa. In his farewell speech, capping off a historic trip to Kenya and Ethiopia, U.S. President Barack Obama hailed Africa's extraordinary progress, while noting that such progress can only be sustained through continued development and investment.
Africa's progress will depend on development that truly lifts countries from poverty to prosperity. Because people everywhere deserve the dignity of a life free from want.
Obama hailed the continent's gains from a plummeting HIV/AIDS infection rate to millions of Africans being lifted out of poverty. He said Africa's progress will also depend on democracy, free and fair elections, freedom of speech, press, and assembly, adding that the continent's democratic progress is at risk from leaders who refuse to step aside when their terms end.
And sometimes you'll hear a leader say, well, I'm the only person who can hold this nation together. If that's true, then that leader has failed to truly build their nation. You look at Nelson Mandela. Madiba, like George Washington, forged a lasting legacy, not only because of what they did in office, but because they were willing to leave office and transfer power peacefully.
You can hear President Obama's complete speech to the AU on Africa News tonight at 1600 UTC. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz go before a congressional committee again on Tuesday. This as they continue their efforts to get support from skeptical lawmakers reviewing the international deal with Iran.